You are listening to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast, where each Monday musing plus one in-depth interview per moon takes you through the portal to the patterns of nature, the architecture of the cosmos, and the divine language of our minds. Your host, Elizabeth Diane, expands your perception of the world and the awe of creation. With a light heart, she encourages an exploration to find the truth as it is evident to you. Every episode opens doors to self-empowerment, demystifies the power of symbology and archetype, intersects relationships with matter and spirit, then circles back to ground in these seeds of life into the kind of wisdom you can apply to your being, soul, and purpose. Welcome to the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast.
Hello, sacred spheres. Welcome to another Monday musing. I am here in Mount Shasta, enjoying winter, enjoying this warm, cozy house, grateful that I have a place to shelter in. And one of the things that's come up for me a lot lately has been the symbolism of the cube. And it's come up a lot in both my Oracle card deck and in conversations about sacred geometry. And it just seemed like, yeah, it's a good week to talk about the cube. Cube, also known as the hexahedron, if you're getting technical about the polyhedra. And we did talk about the cube and the platonic solids a few Monday musings ago, so a few weeks ago. And then I followed that up with another Monday musing about the tetrahedron and the star tetrahedron and its connection to the cube as well. A little bit before that, I'd talked about Metatron's cube and how the cube and other platonic solids show up in that. And I've talked about the connection of the relationship, actually, that the cube has with the octahedron. And that's in the episode about the platonic solids as sacred lovers. And let's see. I've had quite a few podcasts recently referring to the cube, but I thought I'd dive in a little deeper with it as kind of a follow-up to the platonic solids and how it's been showing up and what it might mean. So maybe if you see a cube or you start to think about it or you want to meditate on it, maybe you'll get some insights on what it might say to you. Now, traditionally, if you looked at the symbolism in a lot of esoteric paths, you know, ones that maybe include the tarot or astrology or just mysticism, ancient schools of wisdom. They typically say the cube means stability and structure. And I do relate to it like as it's like the shape of that represents the builder. If you look at the meaning in the Platonic solids from the ancient mystery schools, and maybe from Plato. I'd have to double check the history of it, but it's thought that the cube is related to the earth, and I can kind of understand that. I think of it not only as the physical earth, but you know, like the Matrix. The matrix is always shown as like a series of cubes or crisscrossing lines that create cubes in three dimensions. And You know, traditionally, I think the ley lines of the earth were thought of as following the four directions, even though they actually can go in various directions and connect at different power spots. You know, I think that the Freemasons have used the square a lot on the surface of the earth in the way that land planning is played out in a lot of places, why we have surveyors that go out and create sections that are all in squares. But I do know that if we align ourselves to the four directions, then we're creating 90 degrees essentially. So I've always thought of as both the square and the cube as grounding, connecting us to earth. And I contemplated that more. And of course, that's why I call this the Monday Musings. It was my muse to kind of get some insights after a recent Monday Musing where I talked about the star tetrahedron, also called the Merkaba. You know, I've worked with it in my energy field a bit more this week, and just visualizing it again and always remembering when you look at the points of the star tetrahedron, there are 8 points, and those 8 points are also the same dimensions as the corners of a cube. So, yeah, pretty synchronistic, huh? Nicely, neatly packaged the way the geometry and the dance of numbers and form in this world are all fit together so elegantly, really. I think it's elegant. The Merkaba can be seen as, you know, it's usually standing like on a point, you know, with the one tetrahedron pointing up and another tetrahedron pointing down. And if you looked at it from like side view and you just looked at the points, you could connect those dots and you'd have a hexagon in two dimensions. And of course, with a cube, same thing. If you took the cube and you stood it on one of its points, on one of its vertices, you know, and looked at it from the side view, you could also rotate it so you'd see a perfect hexagon. But with a cube, you know, we usually see it like on a flat surface, resting on the ground. And that's where I kind of had this, you know, little aha moment of the energy difference between the Merkaba or the star tetrahedron and the cube. You know, with a cube resting on the earth, it takes inertia to lift it up and move it up into a more kinetic position of, you know, balancing on its point. And so, yeah, cube resting on the ground to me does exemplify stability. You know, it's not gonna tip over very easy. Although I must say, I don't think of it as as stable of a structure as a tetrahedron. A tetrahedron's far more stable in the physical realm than a cube is, unless you brace the corners. But that's, you know, the builder mind in me. The architecture work I've done, I'm always thinking in terms of lateral loads in physics. Yet, you know, I can see why people think of the cube as meaning stability. I think of it as stability when I think about it resting on the ground and oriented to the four directions so that it can work in harmony with like the rising and setting sun or the polar, you know, gravitational pull. And there's another interesting connection that I'd like to make for you and that I've been reminded of recently. And it really comes through, you know, the Middle East and where we have the Mediterranean area. We have three different strong religions with a lot of background there in from the times of ancient Egypt and Mesopotamia and, you know, like the Sumerian tablets and the Egyptian hieroglyphs, all of the ancient mystery schools that come from that area. And then we have Christianity there, we have Islam there, and we have Judaism. And in each of those religions, the cube is very significant. So I'm kind of going off on a little tangent in from the topic of the relationship of the star tetrahedron, Merkaba, and the cube, but I'll come back around to that. So yeah, like there's biblical references to the cube, in the book of Revelations. There's probably many in the Old Testament because that's based on Hebrew texts. And the Hebrew, the Hebrew, let's see, is it the Kabbalah is a system of essentially involution and evolution. I talked about the Kabbalah, was it last Monday? Anyway, it's titled something about the Kabbalah. I don't remember my titles. I just remember talking about the Kabbalah. In any case, it's also called the Tree of Life. That's what's in the title. In any case, the Hebrew tradition and the in Judaism, there's my understanding. Again, I'm certainly no expert. I'm still learning so much. There's a lot of connection to this system called the Kabbalah. And apparently the literal meaning of it, if I understand the translation properly, is cube. In Islam, there is a very, very sacred site called Kaaba, of all things. It's called Kaaba, and it's a cube, a giant black cube. And it's got a really interesting history, a little bit mysterious to me. There's some talk that it has a meteorite in its foundation and other things may be stored in the inside. But this meteorite, I'm imagining from the things that I've studied that it came down from the heavens and that the cube became the symbol for this connection between, you know, the heavens, Allah, and Earth. I find it really interesting that the cube is called Kaaba. I guess it's from the Arabic language. So Kaaba and then Allah, if you put them together, it's Kabbalah. Okay, people from that part of the world, if you want to educate me more, please send me information. I like to hear from people who are steeped in the religion and the culture and know the history more than just finding something online. In any case, you know, there's so many connections here, right? And, you know, the cube, also containing within it the points that can cross-connect and intersect and create the lines for the Merkaba, which is like taking the cube and standing it up on one of its points and then, you know, kind of cutting it away till you have two tetrahedrons and then spinning it. If you spin, and this is something that I've learned through Meg Benedicte, who is also a guest on the Sacred Geometry Portal podcast. And she does talk about seeing, as she's been shown through Archangel Metatron, the star tetrahedron or the Merkaba, the downward pointing tetrahedron, rotating counterclockwise, and as it's an energetic that opens up the energy field and can help release density, and then the upward pointing tetrahedron is rotating clockwise, which is a compression spiral that is, you know, it can bring in more of your soul light, your connection to the source field, and or Allah, right? Or God, creator, source, whatever word you use, that this Merkaba, that, as I mentioned in the last podcast, is thought of as the, like, your energy body's vehicle. Pretty cool stuff that we have this connection through sacred geometry to source. And Drum Paloma Melchizedek is another resource that people are familiar with in connection with the sacred geometry and the Merkaba and the cube. That's kind of bringing it back around for you with the relationship between the cube and the Merkaba, the star tetrahedron. So when you see the cube, whether it's in your mind's eye or in your awareness, and you're just really drawn to it and you just feel that it's a message for you, you can contemplate this too. Does it signify stability, the need for rest, grounding, connecting to Mother Earth, building some structure around you, whether it's the structure of your day-to-day life or your physical structure? Pay attention to these symbols when they come up. But explore those connections for you and see what they might mean when they show up, when the cube shows up in your reality. Notice what's happening. Notice what your thoughts are. Notice what's going on in your life. And maybe this will bring some help, some breadcrumbs along the path of life to your destination. In any case, I know you will reach your destination one way or another, and I wish you a very enjoyable, beautiful, insightful, and inspiring journey. I will connect with you in the source field of oneness of all that is, and in the meantime, have a beautiful Monday.
This podcast has been a production of Sacred Geometry Portal. Dive deeper into the portal by subscribing at sacredgeometryportal.com. Find opportunities to learn directly with Elizabeth by going to Sacred Geometry Portal on Patreon. Infinite fractal blessings, and thank you for listening.